Welcome to the Persuasion Pitch Podcast. I'm your host, Jess, licensed esthetician, makeup artist, and anti-MLM advocate. Hello, everyone. I am sitting here with Conrad, and he was with the one and the only Amway. I like to call them Scamway. Hope you don't take offense to that. Thank you for being on. And just like tell me a little bit about like how many multi-level marketing companies were you with? Was this the only one?
Yeah, it was the only one. I was 20, I think, at the time. Or 19 when I was like recruiter or something like that. Yeah.
That's young.
Yeah.
That's really young. So that just shows like how they prey on like younger people who are just out of high school or like in college.
Yeah.
So how did you get recruited?
Well, I guess give you a little bit of backstory here, just, you know, kind of fill in some context. Mm-hmm. I guess if I were to go down the route of like, why was I recruited or why was I even like a suitable candidate. Mm-hmm. Well, I think number one, I was 19, right? Like, what's, 19 year olds, like I'm 32 today, right? So like, it was like a while ago, and 19 year olds don't know shit. So am I allowed to swear? Say that?
Yeah, that's fine. That is fine.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. But anyways, yeah. 19 year olds don't know shit. Like we're just kind of like naive of the world. Mm-hmm. and how it works. Right. So, that was mainly the reason, but like at that time I was working as a personal trainer at one of the box chain, like gyms. Mm-hmm. in my area. And at that time I actually dropped out of university. I was actually going to school at that time.
Wow.
And it wasn't because of Amway that I dropped out.
Okay.
It was actually because, it wasn't because of Amway that I dropped out. Like before I was recruited, I dropped out and then I started working as a personal trainer. And the reason why I dropped out was because I grew up in a family with like a dad that had a huge affinity for gambling.
Oh.
And he, and at that time, I believe it was like 2007. It was 2008, 2009. And my family had to declare bankruptcy because of him.
Oh, no. That's awful.
So, yeah, totally, right? Like, yeah. And I had to drop out to help pay for the mortgage.
Wow.
So I had to go get a job.
Wow.
I had to drop out to go pay for groceries and stuff like that. So from my perspective at that point in time, mm-hmm. when you're recruited and you tell people those stories, because I was recruited by a client of mine with personal training. So she was actually a client of mine. And then obviously I feel like when people who are in MLMs or in Amway or whatever it is, they hear these type of stories, it's like bingo for them.
Oh yeah. That's a huge like selling point. For
right.
Sure.
I was looking for a way to make money. Right. And it is what it is. And like, that was kind of what my story at the time. Mm-hmm. I was looking, they were looking mm-hmm. and
they're always looking.
It just kind of, they're always looking,
they're
right?
They're always looking.
Yeah. So that's that was kind of what happened back then.
Right. Wow. Okay. So and how long were you in? Because I feel like it was a while. Right.
Yeah. So I was in between like 2010 uh-huh. till about 2017, about like 3 or 4 years ago.
Wow. So
yeah.
Like 7 years.
Yeah.
7 years. 7 years is a long time. That's mm-hmm. a long time. Like to be in it for so long. That's wild.
Yeah.
So now I have like more questions. So while you were in for seven, and I think I did hear you say that because you were on my Clubhouse and I couldn't remember if it was you or someone else, but it is you. So 7 years. Mm-hmm. Did you lose money within the 7 years? That's a long time to be in there. Or did you have to purchase a certain amount a month to stay active? Did you, like recruit? Did you have to recruit? All of that type of thing.
I guess I'll try to answer your questions one by one, but there was a recommended minimum. but there wasn't like a minimum to like so-called stay active, right? So, and I'm pretty sure it's the same deal right now, but like we have this thing called like 150 PVV, personal volume, right? So it's like for every $3 that you spend, or $2.90 if you want to get really specific, for every like $2 or $3 that you spend, you get 1 point. And that 150 point value, or PV, is where you hit your first, I guess, bonus scale, like that first thing. That promotion thing where you get like a 3% rebate or a 3% bonus on the volume of stuff that you purchase. Okay. So it was kind of recommended that everybody would do their so-called personal use, because obviously Amway sold like shampoo and consumables, and skincare, right? And like laundry detergent, right? So it was kind of like, at that time, it was like a no-brainer. You're like, oh, I already spend this on other stuff at Costco, or
Walmart,
wherever you shop. Exactly. Right. So yeah, so there's a recommended minimum, and then obviously like the recruiting aspect was you know, I guess heavy, because of the fact that like that's how you're gonna make money, right? Like that's how you're gonna so-called expand your team and help other people pursue their dreams, you know, find their purpose, you know, stuff like that, right? So
You know,
that's like the basics.
Amway, and a lot of people call it, and I do as well, like the granddaddy of all MLMs. Like MLMs wouldn't be what they are today if it wasn't for Amway. And I know, like, the court ruling, they had to change their compensation plan. Did you see any of those like lawsuits, or did you hear about them? Did anyone say, hey, you know, that this is a scam, this is a law, you know, they have lawsuits against them?
Yeah, but I think what basically happens is that there's a lot of gaslighting that happens before gaslighting was a huge, like,
term.
Was like a trend. Yeah, right. It was like a term, right?
Yeah.
It would be like, well, you know, if they're so successful, would you trade lives with them? Or if they're so successful, would you listen to them? Would you take advice from them? Would you pay for their advice? Right. So it was a lot of gaslighting. And I think, like, being like, you know, 1920 and stuff at that time, it was just kind of like, you don't like, I don't know, maybe I lack critical thinking skills, but I also feel like most,
you're still a child. 19. You're still a child.
Like, totally. Right.
Right.
Now I look back at people that are in high school, I'm like, God damn, they look like, you're like babies.
Right. Yeah. No, you're like 30. Yeah, you look back and you're like, dang, I thought I was so grown.
Yeah.
Because you think grown.
I still get ID'd when I buy lottery tickets, but, you know.
Right.
I mean, it is what it is.
That's a plus,
but,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and also, I think, you know, because you quit going to college and you got a job to help your family, that was a like a mature thing to do, an adult like thing to do. You know, so like in your mind, you had to mature before, you know, other 19 and 20 year olds, you matured faster because you had to do things like that. So maybe that has something to do with it. I don't know. Like the psychological aspect of it. You know, you think, you know, I'm old enough to make these decisions. I'm old enough to work. I'm old enough to provide.
Yeah, maybe like the bias around it, right? Like, definitely. Mm-hmm. Like, I totally agree with you. Yeah.
Right. Right. So, like, what did your family, like, were your family and friends, were they skeptical at first, or were they like, okay, this is okay, this is okay?
Like, they were all mainly skeptical. Like, my brother was one of them. One of the people that were vocal in the beginning, because he's about 9 years older than me, right? So like the dude just turned like 40 this year, you know, with two kids and stuff. Like, so, but he knew, at that time he was like almost 30, and he's kind of like experienced some of the, you know, like the recruiting things and stuff like that. And he tried to tell me, but like it was just kind of like for me at that time, because of I guess my family circumstance and just that need to want to be able to, because here's the thing, right? I think part of my mindset back then, why I wasn't really receptive to what my friends and family or even what the internet had to say, was because like I grew up in an immigrant family who is broke all the time, right? So when you grow up and you see your parents like struggle with groceries or struggle with bills constantly, so and then when you see an opportunity where somebody's like, hey, you know what, in the next 2 to 5 years, you could be financially independent. It's a thing that you gravitate to.
Heck yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And because, yeah, right? And,
saw
and
that
I
dream.
Think part of it too, exactly, right? And I think part of it too is that I'm very type A,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, so like, for example, like I have very like, from like a management speak standpoint, I have very low affiliation needs, which means that I don't really care to be liked.
Right.
And I have very high power needs, which is a very high need to be in control.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't really care too much about what other people thought
right.
about what I was doing.
Right. It's kind of like yeah. plays a role into, you know, like you like to be in control. Did it ever cross your mind, like, I have no control over the price of these products or the distribution of the products or
how this
system works, a compensation plan, you know?
Yeah, yeah. No, that I didn't think about. I mean, I understand like stuff like that today.
But you were so
like
young.
The whole, like, so I was so young. I didn't
you
know,
said,
right?
This is how it's supposed to work.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, this is a right? job.
Exactly.
Right.
I mean, there ain't no like supply chain professor that I was like, hey, you might want to rethink how this whole works, the whole thing works, right? Didn't have that, so.
Yeah. So like that, so 7 years is such a long time. Did your friends or family notice a change like in your personality, you know, like with the BITE model, like behavior control, information control, thought control, emotional control? Did they notice anything like, hey, this is all you talk about is Amway, you know, you just try to sell stuff all the time, or you try to recruit? Did they say anything like that, or did they notice anything like that?
No,
they
just kind of kept quiet and just kind of let me do my thing.
All right.
Like, I think, yeah, I don't know. Like, it's super hard to be like introspective
mm-hmm.
about like too much about what my behavior is like and what you know how other people
perceived it
because like you know I was in such a tunnel. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. Like, yeah. And it's like when you're ignoring other people's opinions, you kind of just I guess ignore what their behavior or their facial expressions might be towards you and stuff is
yeah.
too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Cause like, so, you don't, yeah, like you don't care. Like you're like, I don't give a shit if people like me or not. This is what I'm doing.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
whatever, you know, just block them yeah. out.
Exactly.
I gotcha.
Yeah. So,
like, you know, what was the fight? Like you're in this, you're, you know, did you lose like money? You said, I think I asked you that before, but, or were you, did you ever meet that financial freedom that you know, sought out to meet? Did you ever get to that point?
Kind of and kind of didn't. I'll kind of give you an example.
Okay.
So 3 years into it, obviously, like, you know, like most people, they're still working their day jobs, stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was actually doing pretty well as a personal trainer.
Mm-hmm.
I think 2010, 2011, but you know, the consensus at the time from my upline was like, oh, if you want more time to build your business, you should find something that's either like a 9-to-5, right? Something yeah. that's a little bit more consistent, or something in sales where you have a little bit more like flexibility to kind of like automate, I guess, your schedule, like right. so to speak, right?
Right.
So at that time, I quit personal training, I think back in 2011, even though I was doing quite well, I was like one of the top trainers like wow. in my entire like, because you're in Canada too, right? Am I right?
Oh, or no, I'm in the U.S.
You're in the U.S.
Yeah,
you're
I'm in
the
U.S.
Roberta's in Canada.
Oh, she's in okay. California.
She's in California?
Yeah, she's in California.
Where am I? Okay, never mind. Okay, anyway, so I'm in Canada, okay?
Okay.
So what we call a province is the same as like what you guys would call like a state, right?
Right, right.
So I was like consistently one of the top trainers for like my province at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Just in terms of sales. So like I was already like pretty decently good at just selling people on stuff that they probably don't need. You know what I mean?
Right. Selling ice cubes to an Eskimo is what they say.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then so I got a job in insurance after that. It was like a 9-to-5.
Okay.
I was working for a company called Intact Insurance, like one of the biggest firms, like one of the biggest insurance companies here in Canada.
So not an MLM insurance like Primerica.
No, oh, it was like, okay. yeah, it was like legit, like where okay. you get your home and auto, you know?
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah. And I was working there between 2011 and 2013, but I was such a bad employee. Like, I could tell you endless stories of like funny ass stories about like shit that I used to do there. Cause like a friend, like a really good friend of mine worked there as well. So like I referred him there. Mm-hmm. And he was in my downline as well.
Oh.
Yeah. So like we would do, we were like the worst employees because we were like Amway people, right? We would like, yeah, we would do the weirdest shit. And like, and then anyways, like 2 years after that, so from 2011, 2013, I got fired. Just because like, and it took 2 years to do it. Like that, right. That
that's I've been fired from jobs before. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. So I get it. I get
it. And then when I got fired, I didn't go back. Like I didn't have to go back to a job. So.
Yeah, because you were doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. So like I was making like a decent amount in Amway just to cover the bills. Like my rent, car payments, insurance, and like groceries. Mm-hmm. I just never went back. So like I you know, and you know, and like during that year, like it was still kind of like I guess so-called unstable. So I had like a few odds and end jobs, like where I was like selling credit cards at like gas stations. I was a personal trainer again for like 3 months.
Okay.
Like so I did that, but like other than that, like that 2013, 2014 year, I didn't go back to work mm-hmm. at all. So that's why I say like it's kind of yes to no, mm-hmm. the whole like financial freedom thing, but like it wasn't like, you know,
it obviously didn't rainbows. Make you a millionaire.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have quit.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. It was just enough to pay the basics.
Okay. So in like your upline was one of your clients. Did they stay were they with the company the entire time that you were, or did they leave? Do you know?
No, still in.
Still in. Oh wow.
Still in, yeah.
Still in.
Yeah.
Still okay. In. So that would be, I don't know.
I think she was in since like 2006.
Wow. Like that. And they're in. That's still wild. In. Yeah. Did wild. And they obviously know that you left, right?
Mm-hmm.
What did they try
to? I mean, we were one of their biggest legs, right? Like we were talked about and stuff, right? So yeah, so when we left, it was kind of like, but anyways, I'll let you get to your.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Like, what did they say whenever you left? Did they be like, oh no, you know, you can do this, don't leave? Or how were they?
There was actually a bunch of drama around us
mm-hmm.
before mm-hmm. we left, actually, right? Because I think, so essentially what happened is, you know, I'll send you a video. Maybe on Instagram or whatever it is, so you can have a copy. And if you want to turn this into a video thing, you can as well. But we were on the path of going what they call platinum,
mm-hmm.
like that first step that people talk about in Amway. Mm-hmm. So we got our pins in the mail, right? And then when you first hit that like
a pin group, that you put on like your shirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. You know, okay.
Yeah.
Get
yeah.
Drink. All right.
So we got we still have it somewhere to, you know, use it. We didn't throw those away just because, like, you know, tell stories and maybe be like, oh hey, like
right,
hey Jess, right. Yeah. Yeah, here's a photo, here's some proof,
right?
And so basically here's what happened, right? Like as our team grew,
mm-hmm.
And as we started to hit like that first like milestone that everybody kind of like raves about, you get access to information that you're usually not privy to,
right?
So you get access to people who are like higher up. And they want to hang out with you and talk to you and coach you and like mentor you and stuff like that. And after a while, like, and here's the thing, before the whole Amway thing, I was like a big personal development guy too. Cause I know that MLMs usually like to be like, you know, like preach on like personal development stuff, but I was already doing that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I just think for me at that point in time, and this is like 2015, 2016, when we first started to hit that so-called first milestone and we were like kind of being celebrated and all that stuff.
Yeah. That's what they do. They're like, oh, you reached it. Yay. Let's love bomb you. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So then you get these feel good, you know, hormones and like,
yep.
which kind of makes you, you know,
want to keep going,
Right. And mm-hmm. I was just getting information that I was like usually not privy to. Okay. And then people started talking about, like, especially the upline and the people who are like bigger in the business, they would, you know, talk about like tactics now of what they were actually doing. and what was actually happening. How to actually recruit people, or, you know, like, you know, lack of a better word, like, you know, control people's outcomes and behaviors.
Right.
And then when I kind of got to that point, I just didn't really agree. Like, I just didn't really agree with it, because I personally always thought I was autonomous. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? As somebody who has a low desire to be liked, and somebody who is like very type A,
right?
I thought I was being 100% like, this shit is my decisions, like,
you right, know, like, don't, you know, control, like, me, like, this is what I'm gonna do, yeah. I'm, this is how I'm gonna do it, you know, like a real business owner would, right? Like, if this was your business. And I mean, and I guess that goes back to the question, like, you are older then, right? So, you know, because a few years passed.
25.
I mean, still though. I mean, looking back, whenever whenever I was in my early 20s is when I actually, like, people like told me things, and I would take a step back on the outside looking in and be like, you know what, you have a point. Maybe I do need to, you know, work on that. But before that age, I was like, I don't care, whatever, you know. But like, I absorbed more information. I don't know. I was more aware of things. I mean, my brain was more developed. Your brain was more developed. You weren't a teenager anymore.
Yeah.
So if you were going to sit there and do, you know, all of this stuff for this company, I guess I'm thinking, like, in your mind, you're like, I could run my own business. I don't need you to tell me how to do this. I don't need you to tell me how to think. Like, I can do this shit by myself, right?
Yeah. And you know what actually really changed at that point for me? And I just got to preface here, because here's the thing, right? Like, what really changed for me was actually being on YouTube at that time. Mm-hmm. And like, I wasn't on YouTube. I was just consuming YouTube videos, right? So just like to clarify on that end, mm-hmm. I saw a video, and then this is why I want to preface, because I'm not a Gary Vee fanboy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because most people who know, like, you know, who are in like sales and marketing and stuff like that, and they know who Gary Vaynerchuk is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a Gary Vee fanboy, because I know he has a lot of fanboys. But I remember watching this one video of him where he was talking about how he was basically saying that people need to start romanticizing things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what really flipped for me, because I was romanticizing like Amway and my upline, and like, and, you know, I was part of a training group called Worldwide Dream Builders, right? Mm-hmm. Like the training system that was a part of it. For a long time. And I think that's what really flipped for me, and what really angered, I don't know what their real expression or emotions were at that time, but I was like doing presentations like several times a week, mm-hmm. or several times a month in people's houses and stuff like that, right? People mm-hmm. bring a whiteboard, you go up there with a suit and tie, and you're like, you know, like talking about how people can, like, you know,
I've never seen that,
get what
but
they want out of life.
I would like to.
So I was I'll send you pictures of myself talking to a living room full of people.
All right. So what'd you do? Just say, hey, can I come to your house, and you invite some people over, and I'll tell you about this opportunity, like that?
No, the process, the inside process was kind of like, you sponsor somebody, right?
Okay.
And in order for you to help them build their team, you do presentations for their contacts or for their prospects. But the way that we did it was we you know, one of the things, and I guess it was kind of smart of them to do it, to be honest, because, like, you know, after a while you just realize that there's a lot of negativity around MLMs in general. So we had a qualification process where we would do coffees with people and basically not tell them what the company is, and we would kind of like qualify them on so-called mindset before mm-hmm. they're allowed to like come to a meeting,
right.
You know, and you know where we're at anyways. And it's funny, because if you Google this, you can literally Google, say a name like Dean Whalen.
Mm-hmm.
And then you type in the process, Alberta, uh-huh. and just type in Amway Worldwide as all of the keywords into Google, and you'll find that shit up.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
In terms of what the process, like what our process is like, but it's basically just a series of like qualifying people mm-hmm. for them to be in a room. And they would initially go to a living room presentation. That goes well. They go to a bigger presentation in our local city. And then if they get in the business after that, then, you know, they get, you know, put through the ringer and do all the regular stuff.
Right. Yeah. I was just looking it up because I'm like kind of interested in it. Yeah. I didn't know that because I've never, I've only spoken to one other person with that was with Amway. And she told me a wild story. I asked her to come. I wish it was recorded. I asked her to come on the podcast, but she hasn't got back in touch with me yet. But yeah, she told me some things about like products being put, like they would do pickups or something, and they would like, go pick up products in people's cars and stuff. Yeah, that's or something
old school.
Like that.
That's super old school.
She said this was years ago, like a long time ago. She did that. Yeah. And it was like some crazy stories about that. So did she, so your upline, did she tell you to stay or did she just not care or?
No, I think when we left afterwards, she didn't really care too much because like when I kind of like almost saw the light, right?
Right. You were in that person that like you.
Yeah, like, like when I was doing presentations, like when I stopped romanticizing the business, like I was still doing presentations and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I was literally telling people not to sign up, not because it's not the right thing for them. Mm-hmm. Like I kind of took the approach of like, this isn't for everybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And surprisingly that worked better to recruit people.
Wow. Because you were being honest.
Actually tell people. I was being honest because I got to the point where I was being honest, right?
Right, right.
And my general upline didn't like that, right? Like, why are you telling people not to, you know, that this isn't for them? Why isn't financial independence for everybody? You know, like,
yeah, how dare like, you be you know ethical? What I mean? How dare you be ethical and not lie, right?
Yeah. So yeah, that kind of spiraled into like other shit and drama that happened that basically caused us to quit. But yeah, like, you know, she didn't really care. She was more loyal to like, you know, her upline, which is also my upline.
Mm-hmm.
But
and she's still in. Mm-hmm. So were you friends with her like on Facebook and followed on Instagram and stuff?
No.
Okay. I was wondering if she like blocked you or unfriended you after that.
Yeah. No, we've never like, my wife, like she follows my wife on Instagram. Mm-hmm. My wife is in it with me, right? But like,
Did you recruit your wife?
Yes, I guess I kind of did because we were dating at the time, right?
So, all right.
Yeah, I guess I kind of did.
And you guys left at the same time?
Yeah, we left at the same time, of course.
Okay. Good.
I mean, I say weird. Of course, but I know there's stories that, yeah.
Yeah, I watched a video.
There's other couples that don't, right? So
I watched a video on I sent you the link to that on Not the Good Girl, Josie's channel. Mm-hmm. And the girl that she interviewed, she remained anonymous, so I don't know who she is, but she said that her boyfriend is still in Amway and she's not. And I was like, how's that going to work out? Because she's like anti-MLM now and they are still in Amway.
Yeah.
I was like,
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully they leave, but
yeah,
that would be no kind of like, especially if you're like extremely anti-MLM and then like me personally, I don't know. I couldn't live like with someone who was in an MLM. I would just be like, straight up. I get it. You have to leave.
Cause I was fucking weird too. Right. Like I was a fucking weirdo when I was an MLM. Right. So I don't know how like you could like be in the same room and just have the same, you know what I mean? Like topics of discussion of like one's in, one's out, right?
So. Yeah, because I'm like extremely like there's no agreeing to disagree with me with that. There's just not because I'm not going to agree with it. Yeah. And your wife was just like, okay, you're leaving, so I'm leaving too, and that's the end of it, right?
Yeah, totally.
Good. That's great because you had her to leave with. And all right, so the guy that you that y'all worked at the insurance company together, the guy that you recruited, is he still with Amway?
Yeah,
he is.
No, he left.
Oh,
he
was, okay.
Yeah, he left as well. He left at the same time. Yeah, we took like a like basically like almost like 80% of our downline left with us.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah. So that took a hit. Well, obviously, like that's a huge hit to our upline's like income. But 80% of people left with us.
You seem like you would be an amazing business owner, like small business owner, like business owner, a real legitimate business owner. Do you, like, what do you do now? Do you have a small business? Like, what do you do? Personal training?
So, no. So, like, right now, you know, it depends. Like, where do you want me to take this? Do you want me to take this from, like, after I left and what happened, or what I'm doing specifically now? I just want to make sure it's relevant because, like,
What did you do right now?
I mean,
after
right now, I'm well, I tried starting a real business.
Okay.
That has since failed. I tried starting a media company. I did okay, but then ultimately just kind of failed.
Okay.
Yeah, and then now I'm trying to start my, like, now I'm trying to kind of like dip my toes into like the tech startup scene. So I founded a website builder. That's kind of what I'm doing now.
That's cool.
So like we have a product that competes with like Squarespace and Wix and all that stuff.
Awesome. So, you can shout it out if you want to. Let everybody know, because I would like to support you, especially since you left an MLM, you know. That would be
cool
to do that. If there's anyone listening to this podcast that is with Amway or with any other MLM, like, what would you tell? Like, is there anything you would tell them at all, or anything that you would want them to know?
I mean, I can only speak from like my like personal experience, but I feel like I have a couple of things. Like, I think the first thing is like, I get it. You think you're doing the right thing, right? Like there's no like judgment on, I guess, like my end, if you feel like you're doing the right thing. I mean, when I say that, I say it kind of tongue in cheek because I still kind of judge you, but I get it. Like, I get why you're probably doing what you're doing. And I just think like when you dig a little bit deeper, and I think the thing is like, people have to get educated, and I'm not just talking about like Amway or MLMs. Like, I just think like people need to get educated in terms of how the world works,
right?
Of how people behave, how shit actually works. Like, I mean, you take example, right? Like, it's not even just to be like political, but like the government, right? Like, if you really think about it, it's like, kind of like the economic development or whatever's hot in your city is probably the result of economic or like local city funding or federal funding, right? It's not because there's an entrepreneur that's like so freaking great and cool. You know what I mean? It's about the tax credits. It's about the system.
Right. Exactly.
You know, there's a game. There's a game that we're always playing, right? That we're all a part of. And we're just trying to like get to it without, you know, losing all of our monopoly money, right? So it's kind of like, I just think it's like super important to understand how the world really works, right? And it's not even just like, because I mean, I feel like this is going to go down the rabbit hole where people are going to end up with fucking conspiracy theories and all that shit. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about like, you just need to understand the basic of how the economy works, and how people behave, and biases, and just understand like it's not your fault. Like, I get it, right? You're just trying to fucking feed your family, right? You're just trying to pay your fucking bills. You just want things to be easier,
right? You're not like, gonna say like, oh, you're stupid for that. Like, that's just what people want to do. And
yeah,
I get it for sure. It's that's what I always say. Like, if people would only research, like if people have questions about things, like let's say like they go on Facebook and ask a question, like research, like Google the shit, like, you know, are you wanting opinions or are you wanting an answer? You know?
Yeah.
Just research it yourself from an unbiased standpoint and look at both sides of things. Then you can come up with a good conclusion and your own belief on something. And it seems 100%. So simple. It seems so simple, but a lot of people don't do it. And I used to not do it. So,
100%. Yep.
Is there anything you want to like shout out, like, you know, your Instagram, your business, or
Here's your yeah. Well, here's the thing. I don't know if I want to shout out my business. I mean, I think if people are, you know, whoever's listening to this and you're like, oh shit, I relate. I mean, you can find me probably on Instagram if they want to message me or whatever it is, or
organic growth,
me or organic. Whatever. We can be intern. Yeah, we can be, yeah, internet friends, but you can just probably find me on Instagram. I don't know. I guess in your show notes, you can probably just put my like profile, but
I will. I'll put your,
I kind of want to keep my business side. Yeah. But I'll keep my business side of it, just because I don't want to turn this into a thing where it's kind of like self-promotion. Because, you know, I want to just kind of like keep it like true to, you know, like what you're trying to accomplish with this podcast, right? So there's already a lot of self-promotion, the whole MLM thing. So we'll just kind of keep that on the DL. And,
that's so true. Well, I do appreciate your honesty and your bluntness and just, you know, everything that you've provided us, like all the information and your story. It's really important that you share your story, and it's really brave that you share it, and especially like being in for so long. So I do appreciate you taking the time to come onto this podcast, speaking with me, and you know, getting it all out there for everyone.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. All right,
no problem. As always, thank you so much, everyone, for listening, and I hope you guys have a great rest of the week.